SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Oh, we are live. It is a Football Friday and a glorious day here in the Northeast. Hopefully, wherever you're listening, it is glorious for you as well. Ready to rock and roll. And my goodness, did you love what you saw last night? I'm watching the highlights right now on one of my monitors. I couldn't get enough of that game last night between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. The boys were live in studio. And if you missed out on it, shame on you. Donnie Wrightside, Joe Lisi, Kevin Walsh, ready to rock. Fantastic. No matter the delay, no matter your boy getting home at 1:45 a.m. last night, we got a job to do and a show to get through. And this is why we call this Moneyline. The best hour of your day, officially underway. We're ready to go. We're live on YouTube right now, Sports Grid on demand. Check us out. Leave some notes there in the chat box. I'm live in that chat box right now if you want to come over here and say hello. But if you're listening today, great show here. Solo mission. I'm ready to go. Why? Because I loved what I saw last night. Why? You see this. Look, if you're watching on YouTube right now, you know I got the Eagles paraphernalia on. You see the Super Bowl trophy in the background here. It's the start of a new season, and we did not get disappointed last night. My goodness. Lamar Jackson turning back the clock. What do you run? You know what? Let me get the statistics up here, because damn sure it felt like he might have ran 20 times last night. I don't know if he actually got that high. 27-20 final, as you guys know. Kansas City Chiefs prevail over the Baltimore Ravens. Exciting finish. And Lamar Jackson carried 16 times for 122 yards yesterday. Now, we are going to go over and have some fun and talk about this game in its entirety. But let's get some of the optics out of the way. Now, last night, thank goodness, because we were live in studio, we didn't have to delay too long. What was it? Maybe a 15, 20-minute delay before kickoff here. You had some bad weather out in that neck of the woods in Kansas City, but it was a beautiful night overall. Once the skies cleared, the thunder and lightning, the cracks were out of the way, and when we kicked off, which brings me to my first point, guys, and I say this, when we kicked off, who along with me was excited to finally watch, and forget about the preseason, because nobody's going to show you anything, nobody's going to show you your true colors on the kickoff, right? We see that XFL, USFL, whatever you want to call it, new kickoff, it's like we're actually going to get returns. Did you guys watch last night? We didn't get any returns. We got one return. Every other time, they're just planting the football out of the back of the end zone. So you guys know how much I love to be Commissioner Donnie. Make me commissioner of all sports. Because you know what? I loved what the NFL did. And so many times, you're going to look at situations like that and say, Donnie, seems a little gimmicky at this point here. I don't know if that actually is supposed to be correct. And now we're saying the penalty for kicking it in the end zone is the 30-yard line. You go, ooh, that's 5 yards worse. Maybe teams are more willing now to actually kick the football off and let you return it. Didn't happen last night. So you make me commissioner of the NFL, guys. You know what we do? You kick a touchback. You kick it out of the back of the end zone. You kick it out of bounds. We're putting that ball at the 50-yard line. Don't come. Look, don't say it's crazy. Don't say it's crazy. I think in... usually with the rules committee, you have to wait for an entire season to go by before the rules committee reconvenes in the offseason and says, oh, we got to change some things up here. This is a little bit drastic. This isn't drastic enough. But come on now. If we were led to believe that we were going to get more action, which I truly believe would lead to more scoring and more fun and more kickoff returns for touchdowns, last night it looks like both of those teams, Kansas City and Baltimore, were in agreement. The way you are going to play this season is don't allow a single kick return. Put the ball in the 30-yard line and keep it moving, which, again, is better for the offense from last year because if you kick the touchback, you got it to 25. Now it moves up to the 30. You got to penalize them further. You just have to, guys, because they're going to show you their true colors opening night. Maybe in the preseason, they're just working on things. But it's apparent, and special teams coordinators and organizations do talk to each other. Don't get me wrong. They do. And you know what they're saying?
The juice isn't worth the squeeze. We got to just keep on kicking this football into the end zone, and it's up to the NFL now to make changes out here in the streets. And they got to do that. They really do. All right, so I'm out here on Twitter, on X, having some fun, put out some videos. I'm now going to hit the retweet button here on the show that lets the people know you can get this show Moneyline now on the Sports Grid app. You can go to sportsgridradio.com. You can listen live on SiriusXM channel 159 and now live on YouTube. And here's the best part of it as well, guys. If you're not catching it live on YouTube, it is a podcast. So therefore, when the show ends and you say, man, I missed the programming on Sports Grid. What happened? Donnie was popping off today on the radio from what I heard. You can go right on that Sports Grid on-demand account and watch me live in color and rewind it and watch it as much as you want. Now, granted, we love to grow the show. We love to let the people know when there's new technology. If you are a friend of the show and a friend of K-Dubs and a friend of mine, hit that retweet button. Surround it out there because now people have another way to listen and watch the show. It would be much appreciative if you guys would be able to do that. All right, so let's get that out of the way, the kickoffs. Certainly, you know me. Sometimes I like to get on a pedestal here and let some ideas fly. We got to start penalizing teams in the NFL worse. It can't be the 30-yard line on the kickoff. We got to push that up to the 35, 40, 45, or even 50 to make it worth your while. But what did you see last night? I had a great night handicapping. It was awesome. And for the majority of that game, it was mostly going from book to book to book. DraftKings, FanDuel, Bet365, and taking all the boost and the options they had, and they were tremendous. But you know which one was my favorite, guys? Of course it is. One rushing touchdown per team, one passing touchdown per team. Now, as it turned out yesterday, what do we have? We had five total touchdowns yesterday on the board. You say, normally, hey, that's pretty good. Well, in order to get a 1-1 on each side, you probably would need a little bit more. We got the two rushing touchdowns right off the bat in the first quarter. Everything was looking rosy. I'm like, the easy part now comes with a touchdown pass per side from Lamar Jackson and for Patrick Mahomes. Well, we had to wait some time, didn't we? We really had to wait some time right up to that fourth quarter to get it done. But the electricity started to fly, and it came right down to the last play of the game. A fourth down touchdown completion. Oh, my goodness. John Harbaugh's holding up the two. We're going for two, baby. We're going for two. Only to find out one fingernail, should I say one toenail, was out of bounds in the end zone here. Replay showed it. We got that 4K HD view of that toe being out of bounds. And the Chiefs went to elation over to jubilation and then back to oh no. And the Chiefs then walk away with the victory on opening night. Patrick Mahomes does it again. Mahomes yesterday, 20 of 28, 291 yards, one touchdown, one bad interception, by the way. Passer rating 101.9. Isaiah Pacheco didn't really do much work on the ground yesterday. 15 carries, 45 yards, only an average of 3 yards per carry, but did get into the end zone. I told you guys to watch out for those jet sweeps there and reverse plays at Xavier Worthy. You got that. One play, 21 yards, and a touchdown, and also a broken coverage. He only had two catches yesterday, Xavier Worthy. But those two catches, huge. 47 yards and a touchdown. If you flip it over to the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, 26 of 41, 273 in the air, one touchdown and no interceptions. And boy, by the way, at the end of the game, he missed some big throws. He missed some big throws. He had likely open in the end zone, overthrew him. And then he also had Zay Flowers in the back of the end zone, overthrew him as well. Crazy times, man. Crazy times last night, but it was so good to have football back. And if you guys enjoyed the programming that we had yesterday, Casey was tremendous on the pregame show. We handed it off right into live. She went back on the air at halftime. We did the second half, postgame show. I saw Vecchio out there. I mean, all the boys, Sherapan, Kaufman, everybody was in the mix yesterday, and it's only going to get better. Now, for your boy, Ken, that was a long day yesterday, man. Woke up, did a three-hour morning show, then had a one-hour radio slash, you know, YouTube show at that point, right? And then we go in the afternoon and drive up at about 3:30 to get to the studio, do shows there, drive home. It's 1:45, get a little bit of sleep, and here we are right back on the radio talking to you fine folks. It's a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. You need to be here. It's Moneyline. Let's get you set for this weekend. And Eagles, Packers, tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, if you're watching through the YouTube channel, looks like, you know, I'm on the early line. Well, it is. I'm using that same computer today. So I saw yesterday, got crashed out a little bit, which is a shame. But you know me, I always come prepared. JP knows this. I have multiple computer systems in my house just in case. Because what don't you guys want to have happen today? Let's just say I used the same computer today and said, you know what? Let's risk it again. Donnie's on a solo mission and I crash out for 25 or 30 minutes. We can't get the information to the people. That's not what you deserve. So multiple outlets out here, and we're going to have some fun. Looking at the YouTube channel, C's out there, C. Billis, Akbar, Mark, thanks for checking in on the YouTube channel. I'm in that chat box having fun and monitoring that all the way. And also, of course, on Twitter, /X out here, Nick Papa Giorgio, popping those bets left and right. Love to give the shout-outs on Moneyline, and thank you for the support of the show and also the Sports Grid Network. But yesterday, if we do put a bow on that game, what did you guys get out of it? Did you cash in your wagers? I had a really good night. You know me, like starting, and I don't lie, some bets that you miss on. I had a $50 parlay yesterday on each wide receiver / tight end to get 50 or more yards. Zay Flowers looked like he was going to get that easy, didn't get there. Travis Kelce, 24 yards, didn't get there. The only guy that really popped off for me was Rashee Rice for 103 yards. But outside of that, I told you guys, I liked Isaiah Pacheco to score a touchdown. He got it. I told you guys, I liked Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. He got it. I told you guys, 46.5, 47.5 on Lamar Jackson, take the over. He goes for $122. My favorite bet of the year is what I usually take, and I'll take this usually every primetime game, the one-and-ones. One touchdown pass, one rushing touchdown per team. So if you figured, if I like Pacheco to get a touchdown, and he got one, check. And same thing with Derrick Henry, the easy part should have been throwing the touchdown pass. And I didn't get that to the fourth quarter, which was crazy considering we had back-to-back touchdowns on the first two opening drives to start that football game, essentially. And that's what happens here. Go Fast Troy's up in here saying, what's up? Hello, hello, YouTube. We're going to grow this. I'm telling you. We are going to grow this YouTube channel. Quite frankly, I didn't even know we had a Sports Grid On Demand, which we do have about, what, 6,500 subscribers there. Our goal is to build that all the way up. Let's get to 100,000 subscribers so the people can watch, have fun, and know exactly where to get their information from. Now, granted, at the Sports Grid Network, we do a lot of things here. We're on TV all day long, the best network 24/7 to get your information with real personalities. That's what we do here. That's what we have fun with. And also, see my guy C out there. We're playing the one-and-one tonight. I didn't get there just yet because, again, let put all that focus into opening night. Got home, 1:45, fall asleep after 2 o'clock. And I'm still up early, right? There's no, hey, Donnie can sleep in. I'm a creature of habit. Still got up around 6:30 here, but just an easier morning. Having a cup of tea, having a nice glass of water just to get the body functioning and flowing here, and then checking out the information that we needed to get to. So, yesterday, Chiefs, 27-20. I like the Chiefs. They did cover. The total was up in the air, but again, 46.5 was that primary number. They scored 47 points total. And yes, Isaiah likely in the back of the end zone could have changed the equation because they were going for two. So if you have the Ravens with the points, you loved it. Because if they got it, you won. If they didn't get it, you still won your wager. But a lot of things went right for me last night. I loved Isaiah likely. I actually didn't take his 15.5, 16.5 reception yards. Guy ends up with $111 and a touchdown. I thought we'd be looking more at Mark Andrews, who only had 2 catches for 14 yards yesterday. What gives there? And is Isaiah likely the new man in charge in Baltimore? This game is going to go a long way to determining who has the best overall record in the AFC. It really is. That was a monster game, not only because you wanted to win it just to get your season started off well, but you know at the end of the season, you now have to have a game advantage if you're the Baltimore Ravens over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs now go, we just have to tie the Ravens at the end of the season with a record, and then we would advance on the tiebreaker from that head-to-head competition. It's just the way it is, and it was a big game last night. Let's flip it over to tonight's activities, right? Well, how are we going to have fun tonight? You know me. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and you know what the best part about it is? I don't have to be live for this game, which means I can be in my own basement here watching on my TV and screaming and yelling without getting in trouble because I wouldn't be able to do that on the air. You understand that, right? So I'm just loading up right now the FanDuel Sportsbook to take a look at some of these props to get them exactly up to date so we can go over some of these numbers because this is another titanic battle. Normally, you'd say, we don't like Friday night football in the NFL, and if it was a weekly Friday night event, would we still watch? Of course we would, but we're used to it now, right? Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. Now, nobody's going to complain about having more football. I mean, that's just not going to be the case at this point. But if we are being honest, opening night on a Friday, man, that is absolutely tremendous. It really is. It's a football extravaganza, and I think it works fantastically here. As again, by the way, here's a pet peeve for you. As you can see me, you know, milling around and typing in buttons here on my keyboard. Why do you have to get logged in and out 55,000 times in these sports books throughout the hour? Like, you see us sometimes. You watch us at night, right? If we're watching the game last night in game live, every time I pick up my phone, I have to re-log into the FanDuel Sportsbook or whatever sportsbook I'm on. Enough with it. Like, I just tried to log in. I'm like, you know what? We're going to check the up-to-date numbers here on the Philadelphia Eagles-Green Bay Packers game tonight. Had to log in, and then when I did, they send me a text, which I have to then convert back in just to log in. Enough with it. Like, if my kid, who's 12 years old, gets a hold of my phone and puts my whole bank account on the Eagles game tonight and it loses, that's my fault. Don't worry about it, Sportsbook. I'll handle that internally over here. But just keep me signed in so I can enjoy and just flow and go back and forth here. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. If we are looking at the odds market, FanDuel, and that's the one I'll go with here in New Jersey, opened up as a 1.5-point favorite when we initially saw the schedule release. That line had hovered at 1s and 1.5 for a long time, and we actually saw 3s a little bit earlier this week. But now if we're taking a look across on the odds board itself, FanDuel 2.5, DraftKings at 2, BetMGM here in New Jersey's at 2, and Bet365 is at -2. So it looks like we're getting a little bit of buyback here on the Green Bay Packers. Now, if we're looking at the betting percentages across all markets, this ticket number is really heavily tilted towards the Green Bay Packers. The money more tilted towards the Philadelphia Eagles. And there are question marks. Jordan Love looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback. Do we see exactly the Jordan Love that left the football field last year in a playoff loss that was like, you know what? Get me back out there again. I'm humming right now and I can absolutely deal. Or are we going to get the Jordan Love that you saw a little bit earlier in the season? Not ready for football. Maybe it's a little bit of a fluke. I expect the Green Bay Packers to have a solid season. I expect the Green Bay Packers to make the playoffs. And the same thing with the Philadelphia Eagles. So after the break, you hear the music playing. It's a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. Let's get into this Packers. Let's get into this Eagles team. Let's have some fun. Let's see about some of those special markets that we love to bet on. It's Moneyline. It's a Friday. It's Donnie Wrightside Radio on the Sports Grid Network. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, baby. Right here on a Football Friday, get used to it because we got a long football season and a lot of fun to have. Interactive here, Sports Grid on demand. Follow us on that YouTube channel. Get involved in the chat box. Have some fun with us. It's what we're going to do for the, I guess, hopefully, in perpetuity, forever. Have fun, build it up, get some stuff. If you're new to the channel, right? Of course, you're listening to us on SiriusXM channel 159. But if you are on the YouTube channel, Sports Grid on demand, click that subscriber button, man. Put that notification on when your boy goes live here on Moneyline. Best hour of your day, I like to say. You'll get that notification, pop in, say hello, what's up. Any questions you have, I try to get to as many as possible. And specifically on those solo missions, it's fun. Because, you know, I love having K-Dub on. And certainly when I have the big man on campus a lot this football season on Fridays also. But if you just want to get involved, it's almost like I can't pick up the phone right now at this point on the show, which is a shame because I love the calling concept as well. Just wait till we get that, people. We get the callers back and also a live chat box at the same time. That's what the people like. That's what the people want to watch. So we'll build this thing. There's not a ton of people in the chat box right now going back and forth. But trust me, once we build this up and have more fun, more avenues to get a hold of the show, because an interactive show is way more fun than just me talking into a microphone. Not only for myself, but for you guys as well. Be able to reach out and say, hey, that's what the great part about Twitter is. You can ask a question all day long. And I know a lot of you people in that chat box are just listening here, probably have contacted me in the past. I love to get back to the people. You know, hey, Donnie, what do you think about this play? If I see it, I'll reply back to it. I love to do that. That's why we're on Twitter. Otherwise, we would just have a private account. Don't get a hold of me. And you just surf the web and away you go. That's not the case here. We love the interaction. All right, people. Let's get to that game tonight. Green Bay Packers, my Philadelphia Eagles. How about the total? 47.5, bumped up now to 49.5 at FanDuel. Even 50s are showing up at DraftKings here. So we're expecting points in Brazil. But the tough part about it is, nobody has a true home field advantage. We don't know how the crowd is going to respond tonight, but typically when you're on a neutral site, it's never going to be as loud for one side as you would if it was a true home game, right? If it was at Lincoln Financial Field, when the Eagles are on defense, that place would be cranked up. If you were at Lambeau Field, same thing for the Green Bay Packers defense, right? That defense would be going crazy. The fans would be going nuts, making it a little bit harder to hear from a quarterback perspective to make those line adjustments. I don't think we're going to get that in Sao Paulo tonight, but you never know. And sometimes those crowds, particularly the soccer crowds, which you will get on the international market, will cheer at all times points of the game. Go Fast Troy says, what's the field service like? I believe it's grass from what I've been saying, but that's always the question mark. So many times you've seen the NFL take up and go over to, you know, let's just say the UK or, you know, London or Germany, and it looks like an ice skating rink out there. I just hope that's not the case here. That's really what I hope. I hope we get a clean football game, because if we do, you got two pretty good offenses going toe-to-toe. Now, the question here for the Philadelphia Eagles is, as we've talked about all offseason, the changing of the coordinators on both sides, offense and defense. Vic Fangio, now the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, and Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason Kelly did retire, which is putting much more on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts, calling out those blitz assignments and making sure he's getting the protection right. Seemingly, it's been working well from all intents and purposes since we haven't seen that Eagles offense in, you know, preseason games 1, 2, or 3. The camp reports have been stellar. Now, they didn't take a dress rehearsal on offense. They're going live tonight. And you know what was interesting about watching the game last night, guys? Chiefs-Ravens? A lot of false starts and procedural penalties yesterday, particularly on the Ravens, Ronnie Stanley, to start that game. Hopefully, we get a clean football game tonight and watch it play out. All right, let's get to the touchdown scoring market. And again, I'm going to have a lot of these. Look at that. Look, shout out a guy named J.P. Fleming in the chat box over here. The producers are getting involved in the show as well. That's how we do it. You got a question for J.P. in the chat box? Ask him. He's there to answer it. We're all interactive here. When K-Dub is going to be back here on the show, he's going to be answering questions in that chat box as well. And if he's not, keep pestering him and make sure that he answers your questions in that chat box. But the questions we want to know tonight, who's going to score a touchdown? Look, I got to tell you, I love the running backs last night to score touchdowns. They did. Are you telling me right now, Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown market, it's not going to happen? Now, granted, sometimes when you're betting on vibes like that, because we haven't seen Saquon Barkley yet in an Eagles jersey playing real snaps in a preseason game, let alone a regular season game. But you're trying to tell me, like I said last night, if that ball gets inside the 5-yard line for the Ravens, they're not handing it off to Derrick Henry for a touchdown. Boom, they did that last night. You're telling me that we're getting to the 2-yard line, we're going to push it in to start the season, which I wouldn't mind because a touchdown's a touchdown. But if I'm betting, I'm betting Saquon Barkley. Look at Barkley and Jalen Hurts tonight. Minus 110 and minus 115 apiece. There's probably a good chance that both of those guys score a touchdown. But I have to believe, if you said, Donnie, one bet in the touchdown market tonight, Barkley, Hurts, Jacobs, Brown, Devonta Smith, doesn't it have to be Saquon Barkley? It feels like he better score tonight. Donnie writes out on Moneyline. Long way to go. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Read the chat box out here. Looks like Bet365 is a super boost for Barkley at plus 100 for over 75 total yards. C. Bill says free money. Let me see if I do. I'm not logged into my 365 account. I just have it up on my screen. Let me see. Click on Eagles. I don't show that here on my docket. Let me just log in quickly. And if it asks me to have a text, I'm going to lose my mind. Watch. Let's see. Oh, yep, absolutely. So bear with me, people, for just a second as I log into yet another book. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3. All right. Now we're in. Let me see, because I would love that. And why would I not get that in New Jersey, that type of a boost? I don't see it here. And sometimes it pops up on different screens, I understand, but I'm not seeing it. Let me just go to the front page here. Nothing yet. So I hope that I get that super boost on my screen, because the one we had yesterday, which was Lamar Jackson, to throw one touchdown pass, was like minus 390, boosted to plus 100. And it should have been the easiest bet in the world. It took a crazy play from Lamar Jackson and Isaiah Likely to actually get that touchdown in the fourth quarter here. So we'll see what pops up. But I'm in New Jersey. Matt is saying he's in PA. And surprised he doesn't see it either. So we'll keep on checking. But that's some of my favorite stuff that we have early in the season. Go to every single book, every outlet you have a lot of times it's giving free money away, essentially, or giving unbelievable odds just to get you excited for football season and take advantage of it. I did that last night, picked up a couple $100, and it was absolutely fantastic. And Troy says boosts can be state to state. I understand that as well. But again, if we live in PA or let's just say New Jersey, shouldn't we be getting a boost on Saquon Barkley? I mean, we don't want a boost on Bo Nix at this point, right? But let's get back to the game itself and let's see if we can hit some of these props. I told you, I love Saquon Barkley tonight, guys. To score an anytime touchdown. Minus 115, I think, makes some sense. Jalen Hurts, you know, if you get to the 1 or 2 yard line, it's using an automatic tush push. But does that change a little bit with Saquon Barkley? That's going to be something to figure out. Josh Jacobs, the lead dog there for the Green Bay Packers, a minus 110 price for an anytime touchdown market. Then the Philadelphia Eagles wide receivers, A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, plus 125 and plus 175, respectively. Then you get the cavalcade there of the Green Bay Packers wide receivers, Jaden Green, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and so on and so forth. But I do like that touchdown anytime market. And also, you guys know the way I bet in Major League Baseball. I like to put a lot of RBI round robins together. Use that same formula, guys, in pro football. Trust me on that. If you don't know how to use round robins, read up a little bit on it. It can be convoluted. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. So you have people in the past, Donnie, what's twos, what's threes, what's fours in round robins? It's simple. It's like when you first step to the craps table. Anybody's been there before. I love the game of craps. We all had to start somewhere. And it's very intimidating when you step up to the craps table for the first time. Like, oh my goodness, maybe I don't want to do this. Spend a couple minutes there, learn the game. You'll love it for life. Same thing with round robins. If you are playing bets that are plus money, use round robins in there. And in football season, let's just say you say this. You got five players in five different games, all plus money to score touchdowns. Put them in a 2x round robin. So you get at least two of those to connect. Like, let's just say Saquon Barkley scores tonight, and you already had, I don't know, Derrick Henry yesterday. That's 2 for 2. Those two would connect on a parlay. You'd cash out. But the good part about round robins is, outside of the parlay, you don't have to win every game. A five-leg parlay with five touchdown scores pays out a crazy amount. But if you hit four of those five, what happens to you there? You're out, right? You're absolutely out. And by the way, I'm just going to bring up a point here. Like, we're flying through the show and we're having some fun. Here's why I changed my computer systems. Because as JP would love this, we would actually not be live on the air right now. My computer, once again, just crashed out midway through the show. So I have nothing in front of me right now. So here's what I'm going to do. We have a couple minutes left in the segment. And true professionals always, yeah, no, we're still live, JP. Because that's why I use the other computer as opposed to the one I was using yesterday. We would be down. We'd be crashed. We'd be off the air. But this is why I take care of you people. I know you need this information and this fun during the day. So I'm knocked out of the chat box here. So shout out to the people in the YouTube chat box. If you're yelling and screaming at me or asking questions, I apologize. I won't be able to get back to you right now. But I am going to use my phone here to bring up those prop bets so we can continue this. And at the break, I'll just grab my laptop and away we'll go. I'll be back on YouTube here. So no big deal. But I like to include you people when I'm on a solo mission at some of the nonsense that I go through, sometimes self-inflicted on myself. But I thought better of it today. I'm always proactive. I said, JP, I'm going to have to call you up early today. Going with a different setup here. Let's make sure it works so we don't actually crash out on a Friday football show. And there we are. The computer crashed out. We're still live on the air. That's the way we do business here. That's the way we'll keep it up. All right. So touchdown scoring market. You know my thoughts on that. Let me go and see. Let's see if I can find here on my phone the games specials market. Because we can always go like, hey, do you like Saquon Barkley's yards over? Do you like Jacobs yards over? You know what I mean? Or do you like Jalen Hurts over 1.5 touchdown passes? But I like the markets here with sort of the exotics. And the game specials featured lines are some of the most exciting ones that you have. 21-1 each team. Now, these are tough, and that's why they're 21-1. Each team to score a touchdown tonight and a field goal, but it's in each half. That doesn't seem that hard, right? So essentially, 10 points per team per half gets that done. Because 10 would mean you scored a touchdown. And 10 would mean you kick the field goal to get to that 10 total points. So it's 21-1. It's a decent bet overall. Each team to score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown, but in each half, that's 140-1. Now, that's something I probably am not going to partake in. But here we go again. Yesterday, we had a 250 number. And you don't like to use this on every game, right? The 1-1. It's not just a flyer bet, like, let me just have something to cheer on. It has to make sense to you. And the reason I bring that up is, last night, There was no thought process in my mind that said each team would not get a rushing touchdown. Because I thought Pacheco would score. He did, as I told you. I thought Henry would score. He scored yesterday as well. So then you said, well, the easy part's the touchdown passes. Like Patrick Mahomes is going to throw a touchdown. We know that. Probably multiple. Lamar Jackson probably going to throw at least one touchdown. Well, as it turns out, they each threw one touchdown apiece here. So thank goodness we were still able to cash that ticket. But the reason I say that is some teams you don't figure, I don't know if they're going to score a rushing touchdown. I didn't have that yesterday. And if you're looking tonight, the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles, let's be honest with ourselves. Do we see the Philadelphia Eagles not scoring a rushing touchdown tonight? Seems hard to believe. Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, somebody's getting one, right? And then you flip it over to the Green Bay Packers. You don't bring up Mr. Jacobs there from Las Vegas and say, we're not going to hand the football off to in the goal line. We should get rushing touchdowns on both sides, which then leaves the easy part, right? Dynamic wide receiving core in the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts, he's going to throw at least one touchdown pass, right? Flip it over to the other side. The Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love's throwing touchdown passes. Now, it's cheaper tonight than it was yesterday. We got that $250 price. Today, it's plus $175. But I got to tell you guys, is there anybody out there that doesn't like that bet? That we don't think at plus money we can get one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown from either side? I think that bet's pretty good here. I do. So I think we might have to be rolling with that. I haven't bet anything tonight just yet. If I have stuff, you know, I'm definitely going to share. But that's always one that I certainly like to take a look at. We used to have so many different markets, too, by the way, on FanDuel, which were great over the years, which they took away, which is a shame. Do you guys remember how many times I tweeted out this? Like, the one-in-one might be my favorite because you never are going to get burned with injuries. Because last night, if Lamar Jackson got hurt in the first quarter, they can still run a touchdown in from anybody. And you can still throw a touchdown with your backup quarterback. Understandable, right? There's no like, okay, one rushing touchdown and then one passing touchdown from, it has to be from Mahomes and or Lamar Jackson. That's what saves you. But my favorite one of all was the quarterback to throw two touchdowns in a game wasn't the bet. Like over 1.5 touchdowns would be thrown at any time. It was a quarterback, let's just say Matthew Stafford of the Rams, to throw a first half touchdown and a second half touchdown. Those were great odds, great bets, and so much fun to cheer on at that point. They don't appear anymore, which I do get a little bit upset by that. But also, like the two touchdown scoring market, I don't really get down with that. Like that's not really, you know, my game, my strategy at that point. Passing yards props tonight, it's pretty close, to be honest. You got Jalen Hurts at a plus 240, over 240 passing prop. And you got Jordan Love at a 252.5. Passing touchdowns juiced differently on both sides. Hurts over 1.5 plus 106. Jordan Love over 1.5 at a minus 168. A lot more stuff to hit here. Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, night number 2 of the NFL. And an exciting weekend card. Let's do a little preview about that as well. Too many good times here on Moneyline, people.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look at that, man. I even have another lab shop out. Why? Because I want to reach out once again to the people in the chat box to let you know I'm still here, people. I'm still here. I will fight for you guys in that chat box here. Sports Grid On Demand. Great stuff going on here at the Sports Grid Network. Football Friday. Hopefully, we can cash tons and tons of tickets. But now, working off multiple, one crash computer, one computer that's working really well, and now a laptop in front of me so I can bring up the odds and the odds perspective that we can have fun with. Now, granted, I told you guys, I love Major League Baseball. It's a very good Major League Baseball card today. May be able to put together a round robin. We won't handicap per se on the show today like we did for most of the summer when I was on a solo mission. Hopefully, you guys learned a lot, how to wager on those games, and learning the techniques that I like to use. If I have plays out there in a round robin, guys, you know it. Follow me on Twitter, at RightsideVP. I'll put them out. We can show it. We can play it and get after it tonight. But really, the focus, obviously, on Fridays is it being a football Friday. And today, usually it's like, well, we'll take a look at maybe college football games that might be on tonight. We got an NFL game on tonight. It's the Packers and it's the Eagles. It's going to be a great game. It's from Brazil. And the interesting part about this, too, is there's no X or / Twitter in Brazil. So all the beat writers, the NFL, trying to get that, you know, game publicized. You know what they're doing, the beat writers in Philadelphia? They're actually using their wives, who are at home right now, to translate the information so they can use their Twitter account at home. So it's like if I go into a Word doc and say, Eagle safety Reed Blankenship is now probable for the game. Send that to your wife. who then puts that on Twitter for you. It's ridiculous how there's no Twitter in Brazil at this point. It's wild. It's wonky. And for so many of us that get our information and also get our information from the beat writers in the stadium, you guys know as well as I do. You watch on a Sunday. Watch your favorite team. Just watch along with the people on Twitter. You are seeing beat writers left and right in the game. Hey, look at that. So-and-so's in the blue tent. So-and-so just ran back there. Got the information on the sideline. So-and-so just blew his knee out. We're not going to get any of that in Brazil. You're just going to have to get that from the telecast itself and not over the commercial breaks, which I used to love, right? Like, hey, by the way, going out to the middle of the field, Jalen Hurts is not going to be in this series. It looks like he went back in the tunnel. You wouldn't know that until you got the game back on your TV screen and it be explained to you by whoever the color guy and the announcer would be for the game. So good luck on that one overall. All right, this weekend's action. Some games that I do like, some games that I think are a little bit tough, but also keep in mind, look at the spread. I'm not going to say the team names here. Let's just go number line by line. 3.5, 3.5, 1.5, 3.5, 8.5. You know that's the outlier with the Cincinnati Bengals game. 3.5, 6.5, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 5.5, 2.5. Let's keep going down here. 4.5, which is Sunday Night Football, and then 4.5, which is Monday night. It's not college football out here, kids, right? It's not 17.5. It's not 34.5. You basically have a possession in every single football game. One bounce of the football means you're either going to cover or you're going to lose your bet. One toe nail being out of bounds could cost you a lot of money, as it did last night. Now, there are some spots I do think make some sense. And again, today is my day that I like to sit back and say, all right, digest what happened last night on Thursday Night Football. Take a look at my favorite team, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll be betting tonight, Green Bay Packers. Do I like the side per se? I think the Eagles win, but you guys know I'm not really a side bettor particularly over the first 2 weeks of the season. So for my money, I'm trying to find those intricacies here on some of the bets that I do enjoy. Now, granted, I don't have my normal stuff in front of me, but I do have my odds board listed. One of those games that does stick out, to be honest, is it too easy? It's the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants. Sam Darnold, obviously the starting quarterback for the Vikings here, taking over for J.J. McCarthy, who we probably thought was going to be the starter on opening day. That line opened up at the FanDuel Sportsbook in the offseason when the schedules were released at a -1. It's right around that number today. It's -1.5. But for me, I don't know if the competency is the right word for the New York Giants. Maybe it's just a talentless roster. Maybe Daniel Jones manages this football game and we realize that maybe the Minnesota Vikings aren't as good as 6 or 7 wins, even though they do have maybe the best wide receiver in football across the board in JJ out there. But if I'm playing this, I'm actually looking at Sam Darnold. Yes, that's Sam Darnold. I was looking earlier this week at his touchdown prop number to throw over 1.5. It's plus money. That Giants defense is devoid of any talent in that secondary. The one thing we do know is Sam Darnold was a high draft pick. We know he does have talent. Kevin O'Connell is a fantastic head coach and offensive coordinator. He's going to put him in the right positions to succeed. You got a competent running back. You got a solid wide receiving core around Justin Jefferson. And I think Justin Jefferson does have a solid day. But why not Sam Darnold to throw a couple touchdown passes in that game? I think that makes some sense overall. You take a look at Pittsburgh and Atlanta. Are you trusting the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys, this weekend with Russell Wilson now out? Or that's it, out. That's the wrong word. Maybe being out, should be saying. Allegedly out this weekend with a calf injury. You go to Justin Fields, but I see that number here at 3 is now creeping up to 3.5 across the board with the news of Russell Wilson. Jacksonville and Miami, Tua Tagovailoa taking on Trevor Lawrence, two high paid youngsters now in the NFL. That line opened up at 3.5, and at most outlets, it is still sitting at 3.5. There is a 3 popping up there through DraftKings. These are tough games out of the gate, aren't they? You also saw, by the way, Jalen Ramsey is now the highest paid player year by year for a cornerback in the history of the NFL, getting a re-upped contract at this point. So I'm sure he's happy to start that season. You also take a look at Carolina and New Orleans. Is that the bum game of the week? Honestly, is there any juice in that game between Carolina and New Orleans? That line opened up in the offseason 4.5. It's actually down to 3.5 at FanDuel, mostly fours across the rest of the industry from what we're looking at here. New England and Cincinnati. Did you see T. Higgins, guys? Popped up on the injury report this week. Maybe a little bit banged up. Jamar Chase, limited in his practices. Was probably wanting to get a paycheck before he steps out on the field for week 1. I'm not saying buyer beware of the Bengals, because I've said it too many times. The least talented roster in the NFL does reside in Foxborough, Massachusetts. That's a guarantee. That's the New England Patriots. But are we just going to go into that game, Joe Burrow missing last year, primarily the majority of the season, with that injury, and now you're saying T. Higgins is a little bit banged up and Ja'Marr Chase might pull another power struggle the night before the game or the day of the game, saying, I'm not going to show up unless you pay me? That's a buyer beware game at that 8.5 number, which you're now seeing. We got some eights at DraftKings and some eights here at Bet365. I could be completely wrong on this game. The Tennessee Titans and the Chicago Bears 1 o'clock game on Sunday. All season opens up at 4.5. We're down to 3.5, and I believe in that line. Do I think that the Tennessee Titans with Will Levis can go on the road and knock off Caleb Williams? I think there's a chance. I think that defense is decent. I think the offense might be solid. Can Will Levis just play decent football? We'll find out this weekend. Moneyline, Stani, right side. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, you guys have been awesome out there. Chat box all the way through. Listeners in your car, on the app, wherever you're at. Football Fridays are fantastic around these parts. Keep in mind, too, maybe my favorite show of the week. Now, granted, we really have a good time. Mondays and Thursdays, pro football, watching the games together, betting, having some fun. It's even more fun, even though you get home late and you work hard, you have some extra money in your pocket, which I got from last night, which was great. Tonight, we're not in studio. I'm going to be home. I'll be on Twitter. I'll be on X. I'll be firing bets. I'll be screaming at my TV, rooting on my Philadelphia Eagles. But reminder, Sunday, people, Pro Football Today, live in studio, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., man. We are kicking it. Best bets across the board. Segments are fantastic. We hit every single game. Kevin Walsh, myself, Joe Lisi. There's no better time, man. It's one of the more enjoyable shows that we do. The only problem is I'm like an hour and 40 minutes or so away from home. Like, I get home well after halftime of the 1 o'clock games. Well, I do that for you guys out here. Well, technically, I do it for paychecks, so that as well. But trust me on that. Like, I give up my Sundays to make sure we have the best possible product, and I'm completely fine with that. It's going to be a great first weekend here. We're just going over some of those games that just really stuck out on the card and some things to watch. By the way, Houston and Indianapolis, 1.5 line opener, now sits at 2.5. There are now threes. There has to be, right? Is that... Again, I say this, being a handicapper, there are no traps. There are no trap games out here. Trust me. The lines aren't set to trap you in. That's just what the numbers spit out, the algorithms have here. But I would be, if we come on this air next Monday morning, and I'm talking about the Houston Texans got beat by the Colts, my entire 2024 season might just be up in smoke at that point, because I'm thinking that the Houston Texans would be a team that could challenge the Chiefs. Chiefs won last night against the Ravens, the two top teams odds-wise in the AFC. You can't lose to that team. I don't care that's on the road. Anthony Richardson cannot beat C.J. Stroud in that game. Let's see how that plays out. 2.5, 3-point line, and we'll find out. The one team I have been knocking primarily through the offseason quite a bit, that's Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, they basically brought the band back together on a team that I didn't think was all that great. Yes, they won the division last year. Bad division. Yes, they beat the Eagles. They were dead toast, burnt in the water at that point. They were a done deal. They were done, the Eagles. But I can't take too much away. I'm actually feeling Tampa Bay a little bit. Specifically this weekend, that line is sitting at light juice at 3.5. If we get a regular, even juiced game at 3 points, I think I like Tampa Bay this Sunday. I do. 425 action. Maybe the best game of that 425 hour or the day itself, Dallas and Cleveland. Dak Prescott to Sean Watson. You do have a slight favorite for Cleveland, which, again, they're home, haven't been a great offseason, but Dak Prescott's way better than Deshaun Watson. You don't have Nick Chubb healthy in that game. He's on the pup list. So that dominant force running game to lean on that offensive line and that quarterback, I don't know if it's going to be there. CeeDee Lamb's back in the fold. Is he going to be on a pitch count this Sunday? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not betting the Cleveland Browns this week. I'm not doing it. There's no way I'm going to be on that side of the equation. L.A. Rams, Detroit Lions, Sunday Night Football, 8:20, 52.5, the highest total of the week. I'm going to have to get involved in some props now, because I love me some Jared Goff in that offense. I do. Over 1.5 touchdown passes for Goff makes a lot of sense. Ja'Marr Gibbs, we'll see how healthy he is. You know I always get nervous when I hear those hamstring injuries out there for the people. You get it. You tell me you got a hamstring injury like Kyle Pitts, oh, he'll be fine Sunday. Yeah, I'm not betting on that. Stop it. There will be no props from Pitts for me. Jahmyr Gibbs, hopefully he's healthy and ready to go. That Montgomery backfield, absolutely sensational. But it looks like a great card, and it card starts tonight. If you had one bet to make tonight on that Green Bay Packers-Philadelphia Eagles game, is it the spread, -2.5 for the Eagles, or are you taking the points with the Green Bay Packers? Total in this game, let's just call it 50, right? You think there's going to be 50 points or less in this game? I look at that prop market, I'm telling you right now. And the revamped Eagles secondary with Vic Fangio as the head coach, Quinyon Mitchell's going to get the start on the outside for the Eagles. But granted, guys, he's still a rookie. He's going to make his first start in the NFL. Some moving pieces at linebacker, defensive line. There are some question marks. The one question marks we don't have with the Eagles is their offense. So if I'm looking at Jalen Hurts, I think Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown market makes way too much sense out here. It really does. I think it's fantastic. Akbar says, Donnie, quick question. Who does Saturday and Sunday after in-game lives? After in-game lives? I want to say, I don't know the Sunday schedule, to be honest, but I think Casey does pregame, halftime, and postgame host that show. Tom Vecchio was on it last night. I know the postgame show. And a couple got Sharapan and the boys are with her on those pregame shows as well. But I don't technically know who does the in-game lives after that's done. So who knows? But it's a football Friday. The energy's high. Thank you for giving me support out here. Chatbox Radio, everything. Solo missions, love to do it. It's football season. The long grind is here. The Sports Grid Network always has you covered. I'll see you guys in studio on Sunday morning. Good luck on your wagers tonight. And cheer on my Philadelphia Eagles. If you don't want to, no big deal. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.